from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Danielle Venton, and this is the California Report. Parts of rain-soaked Northern California continue to flood as officials struggle to manage the recent rainfall. In San Jose, the city issued mandatory evacuation orders overnight for approximately 14,000 residents. Further north, in Stanislaus County, an already swollen river flooded Tuesday when officials released water from a dam upstream. KQED's Central Valley reporter Vanessa Rancagno was there.
By yesterday morning, people were on their second trips to a sandbag filling station in downtown Modesto.
You hold it. I'll scoop, okay?
Okay. Fred Lanier rents a house about 50 yards from the Tuolumne River. He's not happy the city didn't give him more notice before officials released water from the Don Pedro Dam.
My plan? I need to move to the mountains. Then I gotta worry about mudslides.
A couple miles away, at a trailer park along the river, residents first heard they were at risk on Friday. They've felt the worst effects of the flooding here.
Pues ahí estamos con agua hasta el cuello ya. Mucha agua.
Here we are with water up to our necks, Maria Navarro says. So much water.
Ojalá no nos llegue hasta allá.
Navarro and her family are hoping the water doesn't reach their mobile home. Nearby, Brent Jones looks at the spot where his trailer used to sit. It's flooded 4 feet deep. He moved his trailer to higher ground on Friday.
If the river should go down miraculously, we'd still would be up on the hill, you know, kind of stranded for a couple weeks at least.
At the Incident Command Center downtown, officials sit at computers monitoring water levels and looking at drone footage. Alan Ernst is a division chief with the Modesto Fire Department.
I know it looks like it's pretty ominous out there, but as of right now, we're able to manage it.
He stops to reflect and says it's hard to complain about water after coming out of the long drought. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Modesto.
We turn our attention now to Washington, D.C., and President Trump's new directives on enforcing immigration laws. One of those directives seeks to turn local sheriff's deputies into immigration agents. As KQED's Alex Emsley reports, it's actually part of a 20-year-old program that has a history in California.
Though enacted as part of federal immigration law in 1996, the 287G program didn't take off until a little over 10 years ago. That's when lots of sheriff's departments started signing up and sending deputies to train with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to interview arrestees about immigration status. Tens of thousands of immigrants were deported from just three Southern California counties that signed on: Los Angeles, Orange, and San Bernardino.
We had actually some staff that were cross-sworn as ICE agents to interview inmates that were brought into custody.
San Bernardino Sheriff's Corporal Ruben Perez says his department ended the program in 2014 and has no plans to restart it, even though that's exactly what President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security is encouraging. But it's going to be tricky here.
So California is a bit of a special case.
Daniel Stageman studies immigration enforcement at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says California jurisdictions started dropping out with the enactment of a state law called the Trust Act in 2014. It limits sheriff's participation in immigration enforcement to holding people who have been convicted of serious crimes, which weren't the ones most often captured by 287G.
At least half of the immigrants eventually deported under the auspices of the program had no criminal records at all and were not, in fact, deported for criminal convictions.
As it stands, Orange is the only California county still participating. Lieutenant Mark Stichter says the county complies with state law.
The program is run by ICE, and we do participate, but we do that within the confines of the law, and that's the California Trust Act.
The Department of Homeland Security directives also encourage police and sheriffs to start enforcing immigration law in communities, but that's unlikely in California, as the state prepares to fight those federal priorities. For the California Report, I'm Alex Emsley.
California Congress members are holding town hall meetings around the state this week while Congress is in recess. San Diego Representative Daryl Issa didn't have any town hall scheduled. But yesterday, supporters and protesters lined up on opposite sides of the street outside his office in Vista.
Where is Issa? Where is Issa?
Then suddenly Issa emerged from his office and answered questions for the next hour.
My hope is this morning we'll find a way to bridge these two groups.
And that sound comes courtesy of KPBS. ISA also made news yesterday by releasing a plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. His plan would keep in place protections for people with pre-existing conditions, but does not mention continued federal funding for state programs like Medi-Cal. The announcement comes as 8 mayors from around the state are joining forces to push back against plans to repeal Obamacare. From KQED's Politics and Government desk, Marisa Lagos reports.
The mayors represent cities as large as Los Angeles and as small as Davis, all of which they say are poised to lose out if Obamacare is repealed. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee says the Golden State has a lot at stake in the fight over health care policy. Millions of Californians who were uncovered are now insured, and $20 billion has been pumped into the state economy because of Obamacare.
And prior to the ACA, just 4 years ago, before ACA was rolled, we had no standards in the health care. One event could literally put people completely economically under, and they would be on our streets, if not worse.
Lee and the other mayors, all Democrats, are urging Californians to call members of Congress in support of the Affordable Care Act. They're also supporting phone banks in San Francisco, Oakland, Sacramento, and Los Angeles today, hosted by a healthcare union. Lee says mayors from around the nation are participating in the day of action. In California, mayors from Oakland, Union City, West Sacramento, and San Jose are joining in. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, honoring the recipients of the 2017 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. Learn more at irvine.org.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, February 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Danielle Vinton.